How we doing, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the Authoracast, the podcast that is all things Georgia World Congress Center Authority. Today, we're taking a look at what we do best here, not just GWCC and our fantastic campus, but the city of Atlanta as a whole. We host hundreds of events here at GWCC every year and all around our campus, some as large as the college football playoff national championship, like back in January, and some a little more quaint with just a few hundred folks. And we like to think we do it just as good, if not better, than anyone else in the world. Whether you're looking for a space to host an event, maybe coming down to one soon, or you're thinking about hopping down for the World Cup or something like that in the future, we thought it'd be a good idea to get an inside look at the things we do well with some experts and two ladies that I'd argue are the biggest advocates for the city of Atlanta and Georgia World Congress Center around, in Kim Allison and Charlene Lopez. Kim is the Vice President of Sales here at GWCCA, and Charlene is the Vice President and Chief Sales Officer of the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau. We had a great chat about all things GWCC, our neighborhood, and food. If you didn't know, Atlanta is a bit of a food city. So grab a snack and kick back. Kim Allison from Georgia World Congress Center Authority and Charlene Lopez from the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau joining me today. Thank you for taking a few minutes to come over here. And as folks might not know, me and Kim work in the same building, but it's still like a half mile walk over here. So I appreciate it, y'all. So, I guess I know what y'all do, but maybe an elevator pitch of you meet someone and what do y'all do here to kind of bring folks into Atlanta and Georgia World Congress Center?
Well, I will say that on the ACVB side, our team works in conjunction with Kim's team really to showcase the city. Really, we're trying to ensure that people understand that Atlanta is such a convenient place to host a meeting, to host a major trade show, sporting event, making sure that they understand the dining scene, what we have available beyond the campus, and then ensuring that they really understand how close and compact the city itself is. So they can have any size, just about any size meeting within the building, but then you have some major arenas, 13,000 hotel rooms, attractions, restaurants, bars, anything and everything. Aside from that, you also have Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, which can get you anywhere in the world, but 80% of the United States can reach Atlanta within a two-hour flight.
Yeah, and so what I would say is that as the building, in my career, there's a lot of buildings in CVBs that don't have synergistic relationships. So I think Charlene and I began our roles as partners on the same day and decided that very same day that we were going to be one team. So we collaborate, as Charlene said, as one team, you know, and we both understand that the CVB is the face of the world to the customer. They're the first touch point. But in this amazing city, we are the largest cog in this great hospitality wheel of Atlanta. And so while there are a lot of amazing hotels that have their own partnerships, really when we look at 98% of the business, it can fit in our building. And so we understand our part in that role. And so together we work hard to sell the destination just the same way that Charlene said, and all the amazing things that are here. It is incumbent upon both of us to not only bring the customer here and to see our amazing city, but to experience this campus, which I would just put up towards any other campus in the world as the very, very best.
And when y'all are kind of selling Atlanta or Georgia World Congress Center, I'm sure you run into people that say, oh, I've heard of it, whatever the conversation may go. Is there anything that kind of sticks out or something recently to where somebody said, oh my gosh, I didn't know that was there? You know, whether it's in the city or here on our campus or something like, you know, something that really sticks out and somebody said, whoa, I didn't know y'all had that. And maybe they came, maybe they didn't. But, you know, just things that kind of surprise people that they don't expect, I guess.
That, and we both have a lot to say about that, but what you just said is my very favorite sentence. It's the, oh, I didn't know. from the very beginning of my sales career, that has been my favorite moment in any interaction. When you bring someone to see the amazing thing that you have already fallen in love with, and then the customer says, oh, wow, I never knew. It's just the best moment. It's like right next to getting that contract signed, you know. But, you know, bringing someone into the fold and loving your city as much as you is, that's the best moment. So I know we have lots of examples. So, Charlene?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think every day we are passionate about the city of Atlanta and showcasing all that we have. But those aha moments are the best. And I can say, almost every time, even people that have been here before come and they're surprised by the amazing amount of development that really has taken place in the last 10 years. And we have so much coming on board. So anybody that's come recently really walks around and they say, oh my gosh, I had no idea just how close everything is to the convention center. So being able to walk to your hotel, to a restaurant, to an attraction, and to the center, all within a few blocks, there are very few cities who can offer that type of convenience. And it makes a city far more affordable when you have everything in such a nice, tight little package.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think for us inside the building, you know, when we're taking people through the building and, you know, it's always dates, rates, and space that we talk about, you know, and we have these conversations on the phone and with our partners and when we're qualifying the business and we talk about all the square footage we have and we say, well, we have 4 million square feet, you know, bring your tennis shoes, it's going to be a great day. And then we take people around through the building and they say, well, it's beautiful, or I've made it from building A to building C, but it was such a lovely walk. And I think they just enjoy the space because it's so light and airy. And then they see that we can accommodate just about everything in all kinds of footprint manifestations. And so just the combination of that, and then you walk outside and can continue to walk everywhere because it's so convenient. And so I think that's just such a win, and that's just really what we hear more than anything from our customers.
And that's kind of been one of the things that stood out to me. You know, if you're flying in, which you can get here from, what is it, 80% of the country, you can have a direct
flight?
Within 2 hours. Okay. I always know there's a stat, but I can never remember the exact stat, so I mess it up. But, you know, you can fly in, and honestly, if you're staying close by, you're here for a show, an event, something like that, you never have to get in a car if you don't want to. You can hop on the MARTA at the airport and ride up here and all that kind of stuff. So that's always
fun. And I do
fun.
That when I travel on behalf of the city and the organization, because I figure, like, I'm selling that. So why don't I just do it? And it's so easy.
And what are some of maybe the cool things that you've seen that I asked about, you know, people saying, oh, I didn't know you did that, or I didn't know that was there. Is there anything that kind of stands out from different shows or events that, you know, somebody requested, or they said, hey, we're going to do this. And you said, okay. And then they put it on and you said, oh my gosh, this is awesome. You know, one of the things that stands out for me is Heli Expo coming in, and one of the, I don't know what it's called, the big ambulance helicopters, and it just wheeled right in. It's humongous, and it just went right in the door. That blew me away. But anything that kind of sticks out that you're, you know, really cool things that folks have done that, you know, you kind of said, let's see how this goes, and it turned out being great.
I think one of the things that always impresses me is the volume that we can accommodate in Atlanta. So we've had major conferences with tens of thousands of people in the building while we've also accommodated a basketball game across the street and a major concert across the street on the other side. So between State Farm, MBS, and the Georgia World Congress Center, you can have major events taking place all within one major city block and tens of thousands of people coming and going and people saying, oh my gosh, I had no idea. When you say that you can accommodate it, we imagine there still will be big backlogs of people. But the reality is that our customers experience that we do exactly what our mayor always says. Atlanta does big well. We've got it down to a science. Our chief of police here on campus, they just understand the traffic patterns. They understand how to get people in and out. And I think that is one thing that I am always mesmerized by, is being able to watch our city welcome tens of thousands of people, and people say, I was able to go to a restaurant. I was able to get into the stadium quickly. I was able to get out and get back to my hotel quickly. Because ultimately, people do want to enjoy their experience, but the coming and going adds to that overall experience. So it always makes me really proud that we can do that very well.
And I totally agree. You know, our development here has been purposeful. And so when you talk about Verticon is the new name of Heli Expo. Okay. So they, you know, like all of us, rebrand for what our future is. But Verticon brings in those helicopters, and they're one of the groups that we worked with to design the next phase of the building. So we made sure that the roll-up door on the area where they roll those things in, we literally measured the rotors on the helicopter, and that door is that wide, like a couple inches on each side, you know, for growth. But I do think that we're very purposeful in how we develop the space. We're very purposeful in our daily conversation. So when Charlene does such a wonderful job of talking about State Farm doing a sellout event and the building being sold out and then MBS being sold out, we have a committee of people led by our Vice President of Public Safety and Chief of Police who literally get in the weeds with parking, with everyone, to talk about how do we first keep people safe? How do we manage the movement of people? What if it's a load in and load out and there's just a ton of trucks downstairs loading in a major convention and then we have 42,000 people upstairs at MBS at an amazing concert and then an 18,000 person concert at State Farm? That's just a lot of moving parts. And how do we get everyone where they need to go without having road rage off the charts, you know, because you sat in traffic for 3 hours? And it's our team and crew here who do that. So those are some of the things that make me so proud that we do collaboratively, and then we work out into the city doing that. So when you talk about what cool things our customers do here, well, I can just say we've seen it all. And we really do have just amazing folks who come here for all of their rotations, and just they've seen growth and we've been able to grow with them as a building, as a community. And so for all of that, our development is absolutely purposeful. And so I think that's among the things we're the most proud of.
And I like that you brought that up, because that was one thing I had on the list was, you know, the CFP National Championship. There was a volleyball tournament in Building C, and then Fan Fest in Building A. Like you mentioned, a concert. I think Lil Wayne was involved. If it was all the Hot Boys, I might have had to go check it out. But grew up in South Louisiana, so grew up on Lil Wayne. But yeah, then
it was
the football
at State
game.
Farm,
yeah, and then my only complaint was coming up, you know, the escalator over at the MARTA station when I came into work, and it was 17 degrees or something like that. I said, oh my gosh, this is too much. But I mean, how does that all work to get, you know, there's so many people, so much going on. And I mean, you walk outside, everybody's just flowing freely, having a good time. And it was Ohio State and Notre Dame. I'm guessing they were used to the cold. They're not like, you know, me, a Gulf Coast kid who's just freezing out there. But how does that all kind of work together with not just the campus, but the city? And I mean, I'm sure this could probably be an hour and a half answer, but, you know, I mean, just kind of how does that all kind of go together from, you know, the planning process and really just how it all comes to what people see when they walk on the campus, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So CFP, obviously, we knew about years in advance, and so we had a lot of time to plan. And so we had specific meetings that were set around security, around safety, around people movement, and those happened pretty consistently. So there was an entire planning team focused on the security and everything that entails when you have a major game like CFP. So that was one of the things that was in place. And then Atlanta CVB has a whole team that works specifically with all the security agencies in the community to ensure that everyone understands all the different moving parts, every different event that will be happening, what are the timelines that they'll be happening. And so it really is just a well-orchestrated event. We work in conjunction with Kim's team and with the security team here on the campus. And so it's a well-oiled machine now, but it just takes a village to ensure that we're all communicating with one another and ensuring that everybody has what they need so that ultimately it's successful for everyone. And this was one of those shining moments where we were thrilled to receive so many wonderful comments from customers of all the different events who said that they were able to come and bring their families and truly enjoy the city and felt as if not only were they safe, but that things kept moving very quickly. And that makes it more enjoyable for everybody involved.
It does, and absolutely. And as Charlene said, we knew about this years in advance. And so her team worked at the very beginning to make sure that we had enough hotel rooms reserved and all of that, so that as we got closer and we started working with our public safety team, with both event services teams, we knew where everyone was coming from. We knew what hotels were involved. We knew, because of the nature of things, you don't really find out who's coming until 10 days beforehand, if that. Mm-hmm. And so really, we had to put all the pieces in place before that, so that when we found out who was going to make it to the game, we were ready, and we just dropped everything into the right buckets so that everyone could have a wonderful time, despite the weather. And so that's all fine.
And we've got, you know, more big events coming up, more big sporting events on the horizon that have been in the works for a while. I mean, what would you say for people to expect that are coming maybe for the World Cup next summer or the Club World Cup this summer, or, you know, really any show in the building or something like that, things that they can kind of put on their checklist? You got to check this out. You got to do this. Be prepared for this, or whatever it may be.
Sure. Now, we work in conjunction with the Sports Council of Atlanta. So they have a website. Atlanta CVB has a website that you can go to. I think one of the things that we do really well is we want to make sure that regardless of where you originate your trip from, so whether that's international or here domestically, that we have different itineraries available on our website for people to choose from. So if you're coming and sports really are the highlights of your trip, we give you different opportunities for people who are interested in getting to see whether it's venues or visiting attractions like the College Football Hall of Fame. We provide different routes that they could take, and we offer different amounts of days. So if somebody were coming for 3 days versus a week, you can come and take a peek at what that would look like. If your interests fall in line with dining, we can take you on a journey that focuses on the cuisine that's available here in the city of Atlanta. As a Michelin city, we're incredibly proud. We've always been proud of Atlanta and our dining scene, but Michelin really helped us to let the rest of the world know that it really is a fabulous dining scene. But we really wanted to make sure that everybody had different options available to them. So on our website, you can find, as I said, anything and everything. If you're an adventurous person and you're looking for outdoor activities, or if you're an arts person who's looking to find a way to see what arts are available in the city, they can do that as well. There's a little bit of everything available here in the city of Atlanta. We're incredibly proud of our rich culture and diversity. Everyone is welcome, and everyone can find something fun and exciting to do while they're here.
And I think just to tag on to that, the Georgia World Congress Center and this campus is going to be the epicenter of everything for both of those events, and really most major sporting events that come to Atlanta. So, you know, all the games will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but that's not going to stop State Farm from having concerts like you experienced with college football with Lil Wayne. You know, they were over there. It just makes this whole campus come alive, and there's going to be so much energy and enthusiasm and excitement just being right down here. It's going to be very, very safe. We've already been for 2 years in meetings about with Homeland Security, with APD, with our public safety team and our own police department that we have on campus, making sure that every person that comes here is going to be safe and enjoy everything that happens. There's going to be development across the street with Centennial Yards. They are not going to be entirely open, but they are going to have some parts ready for everyone to enjoy, which just expands the footprint of this campus even more. So we're going to welcome the world. It's going to be great.
And whether it's one of those huge citywide events or something, you know, maybe a little more quaint, what are some of the major feedback that y'all get from customers, clients coming in to, whether it's a, you know, like I said, a huge show or something, you know, maybe a little smaller? What's some of the consistent feedback maybe that y'all get from folks?
I think there are a lot of people who have disinformation. And for some people, it's not even that they have the wrong information. There are a lot of people Kim and I have encountered over the last 5 years that have told us, I haven't been to Atlanta in 10 years, in 15 years, in 20 years. So they have a very different memory than what is the reality of today. So they remember the Atlanta of many years ago, and they don't realize that we have developed in such major ways and continue to do so. So a lot of the feedback that we get comes, you know, is revolving around the fact that I had no idea how much the city has grown, how much it's developed, how many more restaurants there are, how many more things there are to do. When people come to a city and they get to enjoy a convention, part of what they want to experience is the vibrancy of that city. And I think we now have a city that we've always been incredibly proud of what we have in the city, but over the last 10 years, that has just continued to evolve and elevate and become something that people who are visiting can really appreciate. And now with the new development of the center, not to be confused with the Georgia World Congress Center, but the center, Centennial Yards, South Downtown, all of these additional developments just continue to elevate what we have in the city. And I think they truly will be game changers for Atlanta.
Yeah, and I think you asked a really good question, Austin, when you said small groups, large groups. I feel like there's so much looking, or so many people look at the large groups and think that all of the important things happen with those groups. But every group matters here. And I really mean that we look at every single group that comes because we really think about every single person as an individual experience. So we need all of the groups to come here. And so we've developed the city and been part of the development of the city for everyone. So we just built the Signia by Hilton Atlanta Hotel on one end of our building, which creates an amazing footprint here and improves the skyline of Atlanta because we offer two connected hotels. And I'm never good at these things, but all tides raise all ships or whatever those things are, I'm not good at them. But you know, so it's enabled us to offer more and more things to more people so that we can book more of a variety of the types of groups when you talk about the different sizes. And then it really helps us when we have the large groups and we talk about their move in and their move out, we can put a group that might be able to fit in that window over that time so that we can really keep not only our wheels turning here, but keep people employed and keep them here on what might have otherwise been a slow time. So this is really a very dynamic, busy, amazing city.
Insignia, you can get some cool pictures too with that all glass cool with the pictures, clouds and
yes,
stuff.
Yeah.
I guess if you get low enough, you can probably take a photo that looks like you're floating in the sky or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Could be cool. I need to try that someday. But, you know, y'all mentioned Centennial Yard, South Downtown, the center, and earlier we were talking about walkability. I mean, that adds so much just to, I mean, heck, I always say Bo Jackson could throw a baseball over there. I might be able to hit him, you know, with a baseball. But, you know, so what does that kind of bring in? Because I know that there's a bunch of different things going into those areas. And what does that add kind of to just the walkability of the campus and also adding just entertainment options, food options, things like that?
Absolutely. I will just say that we're incredibly excited because it's already a wonderful city. So then when you add this much development, it just takes you to another level. Our customers are excited because now they'll be able to walk right out of the main doors of the convention center and walk directly across the street and be able to have a drink at a wine bar, go to you know, a coffee shop, have a boutique right across the street, grab some Thai food. There's something special about literally walking across the street. I prefer if they get out and see the city. I would love for people to go to the neighborhoods. Some of the best of our city are all in these small little surrounding neighborhoods. But for some people, they're in and out in a day or two. And so if they're not able to get out into the neighborhoods, they're really here for the business that's taking place at the Congress Center, then I want to make sure that they can enjoy and have just as great of an experience right here in the heart of downtown. And I think that this development is going to allow for that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, nobody wants to talk about a few years ago, but post-pandemic, you know, one of the things that came roaring back for our industry was a commitment and a knowledge that face-to-face will never go away. And so I think as long as we know that, then we also know that walkability will never go away. People want to come to a community and they want to experience it. And we do have amazing neighborhoods, but if the other thing that we've learned is as folks are deciding to come to events, they maybe are coming for less time, where they might have stayed a few days and explored. And we welcome that as well, because as Charlene said, our neighborhoods are amazing. However, if you don't have the time to do that, the walkability of our campus really lets you still get a taste of Atlanta and all the great things that we have, and the development that's coming and growing the downtown area just continues to get better. And we have our gorgeous park right out front. So if you want to walk around and you get a little tired of being inside, you can go breathe some beautiful Georgia air and enjoy the front porch of Atlanta, as we always like to call Centennial Olympic Park.
Yeah, and y'all mentioned a little while ago about being a Michelin city. You know, I grew up in South Louisiana, so every time somebody mentioned, you know, oh, New Orleans, it's always food first. That might not have been my first thought when I moved to Atlanta, but I moved right off of Buford Highway, and we asked somebody, where should we eat? And they said, spin around with your eyes closed and your hand out, and wherever it lands, you know, just walk there. But what's maybe some of the responses you've gotten from people kind of regarding the food scene? Have they been as surprised as I was, maybe? Or, you know, especially now that it kind of, I don't want to say on the map, but, you know, being recognized as a Michelin city, you know, that kind of, it might open some more eyes, I guess.
It has been incredible to see the amount of interest, the amount of press that we've received since becoming a Michelin city. For those of us who've sold Atlanta for a long time, we've always been passionate about the food, but having Michelin give, for lack of a better term, their stamp of approval, it really helped people to realize and recognize maybe I have not given Atlanta enough of a look. And so we've had some amazing opportunities to have people come in and volunteer to stay an extra day or two because they want to be able to go and see some of these Michelin-starred or Michelin-recommended restaurants. And we have so many to choose from in every type of cuisine you can imagine. And I think that's the part that people didn't realize. I think there were a lot of people who thought there were some great restaurants, but they just didn't understand or realize the diversity of cuisine. And that was one of the things that Michelin said surprised them the most about the city of Atlanta. They were so pleasantly surprised by the diversity of cuisine. They recognized, and if you take a look at the list, just how many amazing restaurants that you have in every price range, and as I said, every type of cuisine. And I think that's what makes Atlanta special, is that there are the mom and pop places that everybody loves, and are maybe a little price conscious and great for everyone. And then there are the genuine fine dining restaurants that exist here in the city. But there's something for everyone. If you eat, which I hope you do, you can find something that you love here in the city.
I gotta go. I'm hungry. I'm gonna go. But I couldn't agree more. I live right across the street from one of the smaller mom and pop ones. And I'm always just so proud that they're in my neighborhood and that people come. And people have come, and I've been walking my dog, and I hear people say, that place is in here, and we saw it on the Michelin list. So as a resident, that makes me feel proud and extra because I work in this industry. So I always hope that in every neighborhood where there's an amazing restaurant that people are proud that it's part of your community.
And it's even fun too, because even if you're in and out and you're just in our building, Chef Billy and the Levy team, I mean, some of the stuff they put out just kind of blows me away. So, I mean, are folks kind of happy with what we're able to provide here in the building and, you know, some of the things that he comes up with down there?
Yes, and he's very collaborative with everyone. And I think that's one thing that not every customer thinks to ask. Our chef is very very, very attainable. And I feel like people sometimes think a chef is, you know, back in the kitchen doing their thing. And I think Chef Billy would love nothing more than to be sitting at this table talking with everyone about making something amazing. And I know he always loves to think outside the box about doing that. So, you know, I think that's something that I know I'm always proud of. When we had a great example a year or so ago where he met with a naysayer who said, well, you know, it's rubber chicken in Convention Center, and I don't care how you slice it, it's rubber chicken. And he created an amazing tasting for her. And then I think those two were best friends and probably still write postcards to each other because we manifested an amazing lunch and an amazing dinner for them, and their guests were very happy. So it's just fun when you can be part of the whole process.
Yeah, and a lot of things you just don't really think about, I guess. But yeah, no, now that we've talked about that for a few minutes, I'm hungry. But
right.
But I think that's about all I got. I appreciate y'all's time. And like I said, thanks for coming in. And everybody, come see us in Atlanta, right?
Thanks for having
us. Come on, see us. Thank you for having us.
Thanks again to Kim and Charlene for stopping by and doing what they do, talking about all the great things Atlanta and GWCC have to offer the world, and it's a lot of good stuff. If you need any information on GWCC and our campus, you can visit gwcca.org. Again, that's gwcca.org. And for all things Atlanta and to check out those curated lists of what to do in the city while you're here that Charlene talked about, head over to discoveratlanta.com. DiscoverAtlanta.com. Both GWCC and Discover Atlanta also on socials, GWCC at GA World Congress CTR. If you search Georgia World Congress Center, it'll come up. And at Discover Atlanta. So give those accounts a follow if you're not already following them. Again, thanks to Kim and Charlene, and thank you for listening in. This has been a production of Georgia World Congress Center Authority, and we'll see you next time.